Paul, with optional today, any lineup changes from
last night? Bork will come in. Harkins will come out. And Kulikov's ready to roll, so he goes back in for Dahlstrom.
Schilling, just the safety.
Seven, and we're going on the road tomorrow, so we need seven for sure.
Was the win over Vancouver a shot in the arm for the guys at home, or was that more talked about outside of your dressing room?
We didn't feel it at home. Like, we didn't like our first against Nashville, but we really liked our second and third. So we haven't. There isn't a negative feeling playing at home, but you're aware of where that streak had gotten to, so it was important that that ended so you're not answering questions. And home's been such a dominant place for us over the last couple of years that you want to feel good at home. You want to feel confident here.
Your fourth line, how far has it come since Nick has got here, and then Mason Appleton's also been back on it? How has that come?
Well, this would be a place you could roll some analytics on that stuff, right? Those poor fellows at the first part of the year, I mean, I think the shot attempts at one attempt were 6-4 and 42 against. I mean, we just didn't get it over the red line, right? But the saving grace was those guys were outstanding in D-zone coverage. They had to be because that's where they played their game. So now, more than just the line, Shore's going to win some faceoffs, going to move some pucks a little differently. His routes are really good. Mason Appleton comes back off injury and not just playing there with quickness, but he's also penalty killing now. So there's another piece that he adds that takes some pressure off, and he's done a really good job with that. I like Harkins and I like Bork, and you know, probably I think if my history would say that I would leave a guy in and you'd have a guy, if you stayed healthy on your fourth line, a guy might sit 3-4 weeks, but I don't want to do that. I don't think either one of those guys deserves that. So they're kind of playing well and coming out. But understanding that I'm probably not leaving a guy out for a long period of time. I want both those guys to play.
The Mason going to the PK, is that just a trust thing that he would have earned?
Oh, it's kind of a place where when you're looking at your lineup or thing, this is a place he's going to have to do this. He's going to have to kill penalties at some point. And I'll tell you in another month or so, we had a bunch of playing injuries that kind of went, I don't want that guy killing penalties anymore. So that opened the door for Mason to kind of get out there and kill penalties and took off and did a real good job with it. You know, he and Kyle have real nice speed there together. I'd like to, in the whole, all of this, be able to cut that top six back and take him off the penalty kill. It wasn't going for them. It wasn't going for us. And all it did was burn minutes. Early in the year, we didn't take very many penalties. We started to creep up there a little bit. So we need those other two lines to be heavily involved in our penalty kill.
Would it just be a matchup thing with Bork and Harkins, or
not even like they do different things? Because that idea of the matchup, you never know what you're getting. You know, we thought we were going into Boston and it was going to be a really heavy, hard forechecking game, and it wasn't, right? Like what you thought was going to happen didn't happen. So if a guy has a big night, scores a goal, or really is involved, they'll probably give him another one. But Harkins is not going to sit here and watch hockey games either. He has to play. But I've liked what he's done enough that he deserves to stay here and play for a while too.
How do you feel your team matches up with Tampa?
Well, structurally, they've got two really, really offensive, gifted lines. And so do we in a lot of ways. We kind of look like that too. A little older than us on the back end. Both have really, really good goaltending. So that's going to be, we feel, where the game is decided tonight. Either team's forwards can win the hockey game, right? Like you leave a Tampa Bay game and you always feel like they could have scored 8 more, regardless of what their number was. If they scored 2 last night or they scored 6, there were 8 more they could have scored on. They missed it by that much. We don't shoot the puck probably the same way they do in terms of frequency, so I don't feel that I leave the bench a lot saying we left 8 or 9 goals there. But there's two really high-end offensive lines. What the back ends can do will be the difference, right? What our forwards can do for our defense to keep some of that danger from happening too frequently is the key piece to it. We got a real active back end right back from, you know, when Bonus was coaching there. They are up the ice all night long. If you give them room, you've got a real problem with 4 men on a rush. That's a really difficult thing to sort out. But if you're right and you got good sticks and they got 4 in on the rush and you knock some stuff down, you can go the other way.
Is there something that turned their season around that you
know what, Paul, I wouldn't watch the Eastern Conference that close. Like, I'd start watching Tampa. I kind of, if I'm not doing a pre-scout, I try to find which is the hottest team in the league, and I'll watch them, right? There's a theme. They're all playing fast. When they're going, they're playing fast, and when they're not going, they're, everybody looks slow. So you're trying to figure out what's the catalyst for that, what's the tell. There were a bunch of games earlier they lost where I still thought they were playing pretty good. They just, maybe their tender wasn't grabbing them quite as often as they used to, and their shooters weren't finishing quite as well. But it was always, maybe they're playing with their food a little bit some nights, like it was just, they were right there from winning every night.
If they shoot more, is that where you want your team to get to, or no, is that a product of needing to help them their own end more? But you're not getting the shot.
I'm sorry?
Tampa's the more of a shooting.
I think they'll put more pucks to the net than we have a tendency. I'd like to see our team do that. Yeah. You know, we're working on that idea. Like, where's the threshold of making that play and just putting the puck to the net? When and this is true of last year, it's true of this year. Whenever our power play gets really hot, we stop shooting the puck 5-on-5, right? And we got real hot there early December, straight through to where we are right now. And our shots to the net have gone down considerably. So we got to get back to that pucks to the net 5-on-5 mentality.
How do those two relate? Power play gets hot.
Because you get feeling really good.
About making plays?
Yeah, man, you're seeing it. You're feeling it. And why wouldn't you? Because we've been scoring every night doing it. And that's how good we are. And then that damn NHL game gets in the way, and the other team doesn't let you do it 5-on-5.
Paul, you had to use like 10 D-men, so early on, I imagine it can be a little messy. But as the season goes on, where is your comfort level about what you see from those guys and as a group sort of moving forward?
Well, the most important thing, Brian, is I think they are a group. Right, the guys that wear red in practice are all on the boards chirping the forwards when they knock them down. So the best part is they've become a group. And it's what I think we're seeing and we're excited about is they're getting really specific about what they do for a living. So I think Spezza had 6 shot blocks, and he broke up 5 or 6 more plays, and he was heavy on the walls. And that's a completely different game than Sammy Niku's playing. So we understand at some point that Luke is not, you know, maybe feathering that pass through the seam, but we also understand that Sammy Niku's not taking a guy heavy into the wall, and we're not screaming at him to do it. But what we are asking all those guys is individually there is something that you do really, really well. Just really focus on doing that and only that every night, and then we can become kind of pretty defined of what the pairs do. I felt from the start of the year, and maybe even more when Blake went to the middle, our center ice has had a pretty good understanding that we need some coverage back low, and they've been pretty darn good at doing that.